Welcome everyone to my talk, ZebRAM, the Comprehensive and Compactable Protection Against Rawhammer Attacks. So, what is Rawhammer? It's a DRAM defect that allows attacker to exploit your devices, such as mobile phone, laptops, even though they doesn't contain any software bug in them. That's even if it is formally verified. The original Rawhammer paper shows that 87% of DDR3 chips are vulnerable. And a recent study shows that the DDR4 chips can also contain this bug. Today, there is no existing defense against, there is no standing defense against this bug. Hardware solutions such as error correction code, target row refreshment technique are found to be inadequate by recent studies. Anvil is the first software defense trying to protect from this attack, and it uses CPU performance counters to do this. However, this can be bypassed using DMA-based attack. CAT is another software-based solution trying to defend against this attack. And how it tries is, it tries to isolate different security domains from each other using guard rows in between them. However, the problem with this approach is that often the lines between security domains are too blurry. They share resources such as memory, and this could be used to bypass CAT. Today, I'm going to talk about ZebRAM, a comprehensive and compactable software-based solution to defend against this hardware bug. So whenever you access a memory in the DRAM chip, you are activating a row in the DRAM. And this row consists of cells, DRAM cells, which can store 1-bit information. It's found that on proximate access on these DRAM cells, they tend to leak charge to its neighboring cells and induce bit flips on them. That's the 1 could become 0 or 0 could become 1. And this is called Rawhammer bug. Now, an attacker can use this technique to flip a bit in crypto key or page table in the kernel and compromise your system. So, two important points to note here is attacker should able to read very fast from this DRAM row, and that's called row hammering, and he can flip a bit in the neighboring row. Okay, so solution to many security problems are isolation. For instance, if you want to protect a process A from writing to process B, we isolate them from each other using virtual address space. So we could use similar approach here. So one approach could be isolate security domains from each other, putting guard rows between them. For instance, user space can be separated from kernel space by these guard rows. And if an attacker tries to hammer the user space, the bit flips will be absorbed by these guard rows. And it cannot flip a bit in the kernel space. CAT uses this approach. And again, the problem is the boundaries between these domains are too blurry. And in this case, they share page cache. And now attacker can flip a bit in the page cache to compromise the system. And another approach could be, you can create a memory isolated from the rest of the system by placing guard rows around it and store sensitive data in it. So an application uses custom memory allocator to do this. Tata et al. Proposed this idea. But problem with this idea is it is too application specific. With ZebRAM, we want to transparently protect the whole system by isolating every row from each other. So that is placing guard rows between every data row. Now, this data region, which is made of the data rows, can be used safely because if an attacker tries to hammer that region, the bit flips will be absorbed by the guard rows. So let's call that region safe region. Now you can run your OS in that region, in the half of your total available memory. Let's call this model basic ZebRAM, where you can use half of your memory securely, but here you're wasting other half. Later we'll see how we extend this model to utilize all the memory. Okay, but how do we achieve basic zebra model? The first challenge here is we want to isolate every row from each other. To do that, we have to understand how a physical address is mapped to a location in the DRAM chip. This mapping is quite complicated. Okay, so the process knows how to deal with virtual address, and this virtual address is translated to physical address by CPU using page tables that we know. And the memory controller's job is now to map this physical address to a location in the DRAM. But this mapping is quite complicated because the DRAM organization is complicated. DRAM is organized in channel, DIMM, rank, bank, row, and column. So we used previous work to understand this mapping, and we also reverse engineered by ourselves to understand this mapping better and build Ramses. So Ramses is a DRAM address translation library. Then we built a memory allocator using that library to allocate memory by understanding this mapping. So this is a work done by Tata et al. We extended this Alice to allocate the memory in ZBRAM style. So Alice takes the physical address and tries to find the pages that belong to guard rows and data rows. Now if you remap this back to the physical address space, the memory looks something fragmented like this. And today the operating, you cannot expect the existing OS to handle this fragmented memory. We have to change this memory allocator, right? But we want to make this compactable. So we need something like this, so you can run OS in that safe region, which looks like a contiguous memory region. So we use virtualization, which is available in the commodity systems, to remap the pages that belong to a data region and card region into these two contiguous memory regions. Sorry. Okay. So now we have the basic zebra model, right, where we can utilize half of the memory securely. Now the next challenge is how do we extend the basic zebra model to use the other half in securely and efficiently? Okay, securely means here two things. If an attacker tries to hammer the safe region, the bit flip may happen in the unsafe region. How do we handle that? ZBRAM implements an integrity manager that uses hash verification and error correction code to detect and correct the bit flips that may happen in the unsafe region. And it brings to the next challenge. What if the attacker tried to hammer the unsafe region to flip a bit in the safe region? ZBRAM slows down the contiguous consecutive access on the address that belongs to unsafe region by implementing a cache layer. Of course, the cache layer uses safe region, and it uses least recently added eviction policy. This means if an attacker wants to touch a memory location in the unsafe region two times consecutively, it has to evict the whole cache. This brings to the next question, how do you utilize this unsafe region in the most efficient way? So we expose this unsafe region as a swap space to the OS that runs in the other half. This way, we can utilize the efficient page replacement policy that's implemented in the commodity OS. So ZBRAM, the OS will utilize this unsafe region only when it needs more memory than what it has in the safe region now. Okay, how do all these pieces fit together? Let's try to understand by following this page in the ZBRAM world. So OS runs in the safe region. And if the OS needs more memory than what is available in the safe region, the KSRD daemon swaps out the page, move to the cache layer. Once the cache layer is full, the ZBRAM move the least recently added page to the compression module, and it compresses the page, forward it to the hash generation module. Hash generation module generate a hash, store it in the safe region, forward to the ECC encoder. ECC encoder added error correcting bits to it and store in the swap space. Now let's assume the attacker is hammering the safe region to flip a bit in the swap space, and he succeeded flipping a bit in this page. Now if when the OS needs this page back, DCC decoder first try to correct this bit flip. If it's possible to correct, it corrected. So ECC implementation here works this way. We implemented this way. So if there is a one bit flip within a 64-bit word, it corrected. If there is two, it can detect it. If there is more than two bit flips within 64-bit word, DCC won't detect it. So we have hash verification for that. Hash verification here uses SHA-256, collision resistant. So you cannot defeat that one. And now it decompresses, keep a copy in the cache layer, forward to KSWAPD, and operating system get back that page. And these three modules are implemented as like one linkable kernel module. This is configurable, so you can just enable ECC or enable ECC hash together. Okay, let's look at the evaluation. We run all the experiments in the Haskell machine, and we used Kimu KVM as hypervisor to run the Zebra protected OS. And OS we were running inside was Ubuntu 64-bit, and for the web server experiments, we used 100 gigabits per second link. We did security evaluation, spec, Apache, Nginx, micro benchmarks, and Redis. But in this talk, I'm only going to focus on security, spec, and Redis results. You may refer to the paper for rest of the experiments. So for the security evaluation, we ran the Rohammer exploit for 6 hours. And let's look at the first round results. So it generated single bit flips in 4,698 64-bit words. And it generated double bit flips in 264-bit words. And the ECC component in the Zebra alone could detect the 100% of bit flips. And it corrected all the single bit flips. That's why 99.9. And we repeated this experiment 5 times. So that's like 30 hours of hammering. And the takeaway message from this experiment is that in our security evaluation, ECC module alone could detect 100% of bit flips and corrected 99.97% of bit flips. Now let's move on to the performance evaluation. To understand the performance overhead by Zebra, we ran spec 2006 in the baseline were the unmodified Linux with 4 GB RAM. And Zebra, where unsafe region is protected by ECC. The Zebra, where unsafe region is protected by ECC and SHA-256. Spec results shows that when the working set size of a process almost fits in the safe region, there is only 5% overhead. So GU mean is 5% here. And this comes from unavailability of transparent huge pages. Because we are splitting the memory in Zebra style, there is no contiguous memory region in real. But if you look closely, the MCF tool has more than 5% overhead here. It's like 20% for ECC model. This is because it's using swap, actually half of the swap. So now we know the performance overhead of Zebra is associated with the swap in swap out operation. So to understand the impact of supporting large working set size, active working set size, we ran YCSP. So we ran the YCSP benchmarking tool to generate load and induce various working sets for Redis. And we ran this experiment in the Zebra basic model where we only use half of the memory and swap out the SSD. And the Zebra ECC model where unsafe region is protected by ECC. And Zebra ECC plus SHA model where ECC and SHA-256 is used to protect unsafe region. And we compared this with baseline, with unmodified Ubuntu with 4 GB RAM. Now, so the y-axis shows normalized execution time, and x-axis shows the working set size at that moment as a fraction of total available memory. So 0.5 means it's using half of the total available memory. And you can see that from till that point, so that is when the working set size fits in the safe region, that's like half of the total available memory. The overhead is 1.0x, which is 5%, which is coherent with what we saw in the spec results. And after that, the overhead goes up according to the working set size. So please note that what we're showing here is absolute worst case scenario. For instance, so at 0.7, the Redis is using 70% of total available memory and is accessing memory in uniform way. So we get the worst performance. The worst it could get is the Zebram ECC model has 3x overhead. Zebram ECC SHA-256 has 3.9x overhead, where the basic model has 30x because it's swapping to SSD. To summarize, Zebram is the first complete solution to protect against Rohammer attack. The performance overhead is minimal when active working set size fits in the safe region, and it's a function of working set size if it doesn't fit. Code for Zebram will be available soon in our GitHub link. Thank you for listening. I'll take questions now.
Hi, Yongzhen from Huawei. From my understanding, this is protecting two entities, kernel and user. They are mutually exclusive memory access, but sometimes there can be read-only shared memories. For example, the kernel and user, the user, there is a VDSO that the kernel shares read-only to the user space. The user space can continuously read it. And similar problem is two processes that can share, for example, libc code. Is this solution, does this provide protection for it?
Yes. The reason is we are splitting the whole DRAM in the Zebra style, right? So if you hammer the safe region, bit flip may happen in the unsafe region. And we handle that with the integrity module. And we protect the safe region from unsafe region. So like, all the rows here are isolated from each other. It's designed in a way that even if kernel and user share memory, you cannot compromise the system.
OK.
So I'm Sankaran, Cornell. So you had in your table that after 6 hours, you weren't able to generate any bit flips greater than two, right, or like more than two bits flipping.
Yeah, it's good. So that's what I meant. We didn't see anything more than two bit flips within 64 bit word. So we didn't see that in our security.
So I'm not too familiar with the Rohammer literature, but how long would you have to run that? Or is there something that you could do to generate greater than two bit flips? Or is that just really hard to do? We don't really see that in the wild.
We had another project, Hammer Time. And we evaluated 14 different kinds of DIMMs in like, yeah, not sure, hours of hammering. And we found two or three times, so it's like 0.006, 1% chance that there is three bit flip can happen within 64 bit word.
Okay.
So it's that extremely rare.
Wow, thank you.
Kevin from Carnegie Mellon. So you did mention that you use some Intel virtualization technology for your scheme. Does that affect the virtualization system running? Meaning that when there is actually a hypervisor running multiple virtual machines, will your system still work?
Yeah, sure. So the hypervisor in this context is trusted, and yes, it will work for multiple VMs too, because anyway, you take the physical address space for that VM and splitting in the row, the other one also, we do the same. So you cannot induce a bit flip from this to other. If that happens, it will be protected by the integrity module in transparently.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So Xin Yang from Microsoft Research. So you mentioned that you transparently remap the data roles and the guide roles as two contiguous memory region using virtualization extension. So the mapping can only be done at a page granularity. What will happen, or if it can happen, that for two rows, contiguous two adjacent rows reside in the same physical page? Does my question make sense?
Yes. So the memory allocation takes care of that. It identifies which physical page is where the physical page is mapped in the DRAM. So that is like if this page exists here and here, right? maybe if you're talking, you might be talking about virtual page, that may be like have a single physical page mapped to it. Is that what you mean?
No, what I'm asking is what will happen if two roles, two adjacent roles, reside in the same physical page? Then
no, so the row size, page size is 4 kilobyte.
Yeah.
And there are multiple pages in a row. So that doesn't work, that doesn't happen.
Oh, I see, thank you.
All right, let's thank Radesh.